Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, part two of our look back into the way football and cryptocurrency industries have collided this season.
We hope you'll join the LFC Heroes Club and unlock the world's greatest football fan community.
In March, Liverpool teamed up with the respected auction house Sotheby's to launch their LFC Heroes Club, a collection of NFTs promising buyers access to a Liverpool Football Club community forum, unique experiences, virtual hangouts, competitions, and guest appearances. The club was prepared to create, or mint, to put it in NFT language, 171,000 NFTs. To date, they've sold just 9,271. A reminder, an NFT stands for a non-fungible token. NFTs are a unique digital certificate registered in a public digital ledger known as a blockchain that is used to record ownership of an asset such as an artwork or a collectible. The sales of Liverpool's NFTs raised £1 million in revenue for the club, but given NFTs trade off the back of scarcity, these NFTs are unlikely to be sold on for any profit. When they launched the LFC Heroes Club, Liverpool were keen to stress that these NFTs were designed to be collectibles rather than investment opportunities.
I think where they went wrong was they were ill-advised with regards to the number from the very get-go.
This is Tim Magnall. You heard him on episode one of this two-parter. He's the CEO of Capital Block, an NFT agency focusing on the sports sector across Europe and working with sports clubs.
When you look at the total number of NFTs across Europe at the moment, no club has sold anywhere near 171,000. Okay, you've got Galatasaray, when they did their drop, they sold 850. You've done Eintracht Frankfurt, they've done around 4,500. So coming out with 171,000 NFTs was setting them up for fail. My belief is that it could have been so much better if they reduced the numbers and they talked around 10,000, 5,000, they'd sold out. This would have been a massive success and it would have driven even more engagement. So if they put it at 10,000 and they'd sold out and they'd made a million, it would have been a huge, huge success. They were never, ever, under any circumstances, going to sell 171,000.
Liverpool dipping their toe in the NFT water could merely be a testing ground as to what may follow for the club. It's been reported that a cryptocurrency exchange and a blockchain platform are amongst those which could become the club's main shirt sponsor next year. This would be controversial for several reasons. Firstly, cryptocurrencies are still broadly unregulated and associated with financial speculation. Blockchain technologies are also hugely damaging from an environmental perspective. One piece of research looking at 18,000 NFTs found that the average NFT has a carbon footprint equivalent to more than a month's worth of electricity for a person living in the EU. But beyond sponsorship, there is now an English club which is run by crypto investors.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
What we're trying to do is different. You know, we're not trying to sell NFTs to Crawley Town supporters. That would be crazy and arrogant, to be honest. We're bringing a professional football club, Crawley Town FC, to people who already love NFTs, to NFT fans.
Earlier this month, League Two club Crawley Town was bought by a group called WAGME United. WAGME, standing for We're All Gonna Make It, an expression popularized by cryptocurrency enthusiasts. The group behind WAGME United is a collection of American crypto investors who are looking to change the model of traditional football club ownership. When they bought the club, their statement said they would be bringing Web3's most innovative ideas and passionate communities to the world of sports. And WAGME United's co-founder, Preston Johnson, went one step further, saying a conventional approach to ownership hasn't worked, and the club is losing hundreds of thousands of pounds while its fans suffer through year after year of uninspiring results on the pitch. The group promises to give supporters a greater say in how the club is run, through the sales of things like NFTs, which they claim would give fans access to certain benefits. Preston Johnson and his fellow co-founder Eben Smith plan to allow the fans to decide whether or not they keep their roles as directors of the club if the team does not earn promotion to League One by the end of their second season in charge. It's an interesting model, and certainly a new way of looking at football club ownership. However, their takeover has been met with some scepticism, mainly from those who are nervous about the volatility of cryptocurrencies. Even Crawley Town's manager, John Yems, who's since been suspended from his role for a separate incident in which he's accused of making discriminatory remarks, admitted he didn't understand where the new owners got the money from to buy the club.
Listen, when you talk about crypto, I thought that, to be honest with you, is the stuff that kills Superman, to be honest with you. I ain't got a clue about it. So when it comes in, but then how many people in football do know what their owners do or where they get their money from?
Eben Smith and Preston Johnson haven't helped themselves in the past with some of their comments surrounding football club ownership. In an interview with the Washington Post, Smith said WAGME United would try a bunch of unconventional stuff, but will be pretty much led by the numbers from an analytical perspective. And our hope is that it works. There's not much downside if it doesn't. The problem with owning a football club is there is a downside. Relegation, financial troubles, plummeting out of the league, or worse, due to ownership mismanagement, have become an all too common problem with clubs lower down the league pyramid. WAGME United also offered to buy fellow League Two club side Bradford City last year, so some have said that they are just looking to buy any club to try out their ownership model, regardless of if they've got a connection with the club before. But for Tim Magnall, there should be a place for new ideas when it comes to football club ownership.
Ultimately, I think they are trying to implement a new business model, and it's going to be a risk for any football club that does it. I think going to go, okay, well, we didn't get Bradford, now we're going to do Crawley Town. I mean, yeah, it's a valid argument for them to say, but they have to find a club somewhere to implement this new business model. And it wasn't Bradford, so they moved on to a different football club, and ultimately it was Crawley Town that felt this could be a good opportunity for them.
As football attempts to rebound from the financially ruinous COVID-19 pandemic, it's no surprise that clubs are looking at all available financial avenues, be it entire club ownerships or shirt sponsorships. And it's been interesting to see these industries being embraced by more established ones. Sotheby's partnering with Liverpool on NFTs. The Premier League is also reportedly close to announcing an official NFT partner. But what this season has taught us most is that these industries are unlikely to go anywhere in the coming seasons. They may adapt and change, but if football in the modern era shows us anything, that, for better or worse, where there's football, there will also be financial speculators everywhere. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. While you're here, let me just quickly tell you about a new podcast from Tortoise. It's called The Backstory. And in this week's episode, Andrew Neil talks to Fiona Hill, a British-born Russia expert who advised three US presidents. In the interview, they talk about Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, her fear of a second Trump presidency, and why she claims that America was able to offer her life chances that Britain couldn't. To listen, click on the link in the episode description. Today's story was written by me, Andrew Butler, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.